This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, September 25th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. It's going to be an open line Thursday. That means you can call in. We'll be happy to entertain any conversation you have, I guess, in reason, right? And just delve in and explore several conversations, right? What I'm going to do is basically read some headlines, talk about what is trending, right? What is trending on social media, and see what are your thoughts about certain things, right? I see the COI chair lady or chairman or chairperson is being questioned by police over allegations on a passport handling. There are a number of people calling foul, saying that she's being targeted, right? Cautioned. Now, I want to talk about this, right? Because the chair lady of the COI made some serious accusations. Says there's some inappropriateness she's aware of, that she has information about, that she is has intimate information on the Ministry of Foreign Affairs or the Passport Office. She alleges that basically that passports are being issued out. Like I think she used the word like candy, and that some inappropriateness procedures is being happening there. Because of that, and because of her position as being a chairman of a political party, the Minister of Foreign Affairs said, okay, I'm going to report the information to the police, and the police can do their investigation just to show that the accusations that she's saying is unfounded, right? So, of course, there was being a report or a complaint given to the police officers. And the police then, in turn, say, okay, let's go and question the chairperson of the COI to find out what type of information that she has so they can start their investigation, right? So she was questioned by police over the allegations. I'm going to read a little bit about that. I see the phone calls already start ringing, right? It says, a coalition of independent COI chairman Charlotte Green was questioned by police yesterday about her allegations regarding the Ministry of Foreign Affairs handling of passports and visas. Claims that the ministry had asked police to formally investigate. Ms. Green told the Tribune she spent about 15 minutes at the Security Intelligence Branch, where officers compared her remarks with the ministry's statement. She said she provided evidence, including press clippings before, and this continues on page 3 in today's Tribune. News being released. I gave them my evidence, and like I said, they have to investigate. But the evidence was presented, and like I said, my statement that I had release. I stand by that. Everything I said, I stand by that, she said. She described the questioning as intimidation and warned it threatened free expression. That's an infringement of the freedom of speech for every Bohemian. Because of it, can happen to me. It can happen to others. And this is what victimization looks like, she said. Her interview followed in a August statement in which the Ministry of Foreign Affairs confirmed it had asked police to probe her allegations, saying she accused Minister Fred Mitchell of overseeing a rise in fraudulent passports. That's a serious accusation, by the way. And selling visas like candy. The ministry wrote to the commissioner of police requesting a formal investigation and urged Ms. Green to present evidence. If she cannot, the country will know that the allegations are bogus, the ministry said at the time. The ministry stressed yesterday that Mr. Mitchell personally made no complaint and that the referral to the police was made through the permanent secretary in the public's interest. It is added that the matter is now strictly in the hands of law enforcement. Police have not confirmed whether a formal investigation is underway. Ms. Green first made the allegations in a post on August 19th, accusing the government of granting passports to foreigners without proper qualifications, and pointed out to alleged scandals involving visas. She also claimed Haitians with Bahamian passports were traveling daily to Turks and Caicos despite not being able to speak English or complete immigration forms. My question to you, being the chairman of a major political party, and I use the word major political party loosely, right? Should she be more circumspect with her comments, or because she is trying to get attention to a party, raise concerns, that she's able to drive a conversation and be general, she'd be broad, right? Not specific with her allegations. She's, from what I have read, she's accusing people within the ministry of fraud. She's saying that something fraudulent is happening there. That's how I interpret it. And she can correct me if wrong. And I read the article and quoted her, so you can also yourself, right? But there's no necessary any evidence. So I'm now wondering, what is the police investigating? There must be a complaint, I think. Police don't investigate things without complaints. So someone has to formally make a complaint and said, I believe that there is fraud going on at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And I believe that because of this particular incident here, can you go and investigate this particular incident, which could become a broader investigation as the investigation goes on? But she didn't make any formal complaint. She never went to the police in general. She just make these statements through their voice notes, right? And a number of people are doing this now, right? They're saying this activism type of approach of making statements where they accuse government, the opposition, of all manner of things, not necessarily have any proof, right? And the burden of clearing one's name is on the person who they accused of doing something wrong, right? They now have to go and say, see, what they were saying was wrong, and now I am defending myself. And hopefully it goes away, and then they bring up another one and say, what about this, right, without any evidence. But I want to know from my listening audience, is this appropriate? Are you cool with it? Is this something that is a new dispensation on how we do Bahamian politics? I see trending in social media, they're saying that is giving out $1,200 to people from the shantytown. I don't know if that's true. It's being talked about and transferred and forwarded all through social media as if it is true. The first place that I saw it, it was like a tabloid newspaper. It looked very official, right? It looked like a real newspaper. So $1,200 being paid to, and they hinted to migrants, not necessarily Bahamians. It looked real. Like I said, it looked real. And I haven't come across anyone who got any $1,200 yet. I've been asking. I mean, you know, you call and say, hey, you also get $1,200. You say, well, Bahamians can get support up to whatever money it is, but they would have to apply, meet these particular prerequisites. And again, it says Bahamian. And I'm saying,
shouldn't behemoths get access to governmental health help? Or is this for a particular set of behemoths? We have a caller on today. The numbers are 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. And of course, this is an open line Thursday. So we're willing to talk about what you want that are trending and that I can bring about. I have actually LeBron Minnis here with me also. So we'll be asking him some of his opinions on these matters. But in the meantime, let's go to the first caller. Guided Radio AM. Welcome, Connor. How are you doing?
Brother Newey, I hope you're doing well.
I am doing good, Professor. It's good to hear your voice. I haven't heard your voice in a minute.
I took a keen interest in what you were saying. You say the police have to operate on a complaint. Someone would have to make a complaint.
Yes.
To the police.
Yes.
Did Miss Charlotte Green make any complaint to the police?
No.
Okay, good. All right.
That's a good thing, or are you just saying good that's good information to know?
No, say that again. I didn't get that.
Are you saying good that that's a good thing that she didn't make a complaint? Or are you saying good?
No, I wouldn't say that at all.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't say that at all. Anytime when it comes to the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
one must be very careful in exercising your control. And anything that is said, you use your constitution of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to back anything that you say. Now, that's the way I handle it. The supreme law of the land, if the government of the Bahamas is violating the supreme law of the land, they are doing that. So I don't back down from that. I'm not making any accusations against any particular personality because that's not important. What is important, Brother Newey, is the salvation of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Not a particular party, not a particular minister, not a particular individual. Now, you know, she may have put some things out there. And the problem in our country is, Brother Newey, it is not always possible to get persons who work for the government of the Bahamas in these different departments. I could tell you of two of them. Bahamas Day and Antiquities, the managing directors. I asked them to come on my show.
Antiquities?
Pardon?
You mean the
Antiquities, yeah. The Cornish fellow who run the department.
I can send you his number after the show. Inbox me.
Pardon?
I can send you his number after the show. Inbox me. You have his number?
No, I have his number.
And he didn't answer you?
No, but I had a conversation with him. I called him over the phone, and he asked me if he was on there. I said, no, Mr. Cornish, you're not on the air. But he wants to have a private conversation with me. I said, no, sir, I ain't to that.
Mm.
This is a public matter that affects the Bahamian people, but he refuses to come on. I said the same thing to the managing director, Bahamas Air. I said, is there anyone else you could send?
Mm-hmm.
According to him, there's nothing to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
These are the kind of people you have collecting the people's money every friggin' month. Prepared to come and discuss issues publicly. Anytime I talk to anyone in government, it's going to be on the air live, so they will hear what Professor has to say, and they will hear what the particular personality has to say. Then the people could judge for themselves. We have a problem, Mr. Newey, in getting accurate and precise information from agencies of the state.
Yes. Professor, you there? And I agree with you, actually. I could actually say, as a talk show host, I reach out a lot. Say, man, I need someone to come down. And but I'm still working on it. Every so often, I get a nugget, and someone say, I come in. Let's go to the next caller there. But Cornish tends to come on the show. So I'm not sure what happened there, why they don't want to come in. I wonder what you question is Cornish on. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Call you live. No, the caller gone. I saw there is an article, let's see if I can find that, that's floating on social media. Got a lot of criticism, criticizing the government or the government's decision regarding what is happening in Grand Bahama. It says Grand Bahama Chamber says 90%, there's a 90% drop in foot traffic since Celebration Keys opening. And mind you, a number of behemoths were critiquing that, and how will it impact the wider tourism industry in Grand Bahama? But it's slow right now. It's September.
I can tell you working inside the hotel, it's slow. It's slow right now. So I assume that the foot traffic is limited at this present time. But I understand that the Celebration Key, right, has investors, and the investors trying to get their return. They spend their money, so they're trying to keep their guests. It becomes a tourist trap to keep their guests in spot. But behemoths need to become more committed to tourism. Those people with money, or those people who are prepared to partner with other people with money, need to come up with plans that is attractive to tourists. I find that we're trying to claim other people tourists, right? That investments like big hotels, Bahama, big hotels like Atlantis, big hotels like The Point, even Sandals and so on, right? That they have their theme operation. And then we want to go into their theme operations of this cake, right? And even if it disrupts their theme operation. And I'm saying that we can invest in our own operation, that when tourists, guests come to those operations, say, man, no, I want to experience this over the hill or experience this downtown. So therefore, I'm leaving the tourist trap to experience that. But we tend to have nothing out of the tourist trap, right, to offer to say, well, this is just as good. This is just as quality. Let's go to the callers again. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. How you doing?
Hello.
You're live.
Hey, Nuri, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
Great show as usual. It's people like the professor who is contribute to the narrative of persons who causes persons like Charlotte Green to post her stuff online. He has a show, and every day what he does, he lambasts, and he everything he says is almost like it's negative against Haitians and those of Haitian descent. So it's persons like him who needs their feet to be put to the fire. All the social aid is not because of Haitians or persons of Haitian descent in this country. Thank you so much, man.
No, I want you to get go right now. I want to ask you one question.
Yes, sir.
The question I ask you, because I'm familiar with the professor. The professor, I challenge him back and forth, and he comes on every so often and challenges me back and forth, right? I want to know, do you think, by the temperature of walking around, about, I want to know the numbers. Is it a large number of the population who have angst against Haitians and Haitian behemoths, because it's two different groups, right, who are complaining, or is a minute group, a small group who just happens to be loud?
It's a very minute group who calls themselves organic behemoths in this country. Very minute, particularly persons like Steve McKinney and all his cohorts that comes on his show. And persons like even former MPs like Leslie Miller, who comes on certain times and spews hate and nonsense.
You think Leslie's... Leslie Miller's commentary. But go ahead,
Okay, and I think for a former cabinet minister, if that's what he thinks,
yeah,
and he was in cabinet,
yeah,
that is crazy, man. That's crazy.
Okay, and I appreciate you. They do say some reckless things at times, and I said, boy, I wonder how they get away with that, and I have so much people policing me on what I say. But thanks very much, Colin. I appreciate you, and continue to listen. LeBron, I'm going to ask you a question right now. Hang up that. And like I said, the last time you were here, I asked you about immigration, right? And asked you, at your school, when you attended, was there a significant large population of immigrants there? And you said, no, there wasn't a significant population. But there are a number of behemoths who are concerned about an increase in migrant population, right? They said, when they go to the hospital, they got to be on long lines. They said, But when they go to the schools, there's children, behemoth children got to have a wait in order to get access to school, right? They're saying that whatever benefits from social services and whatever it is, they're saying that the immigrants are taking the first opportunity of theirs. My question to you is, a person who gets citizenship,
They was an immigrant from whatever country they came from. But then now they got citizenship. They are now what they call, some people call, paper Bahamian, or a citizen of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Do you believe they should be treated differently from Bahamians who they call Bahamian or born here?
I don't think so. And the reason why I say I don't think so is because people, now there's something I want to clear myself up on. And that thing is, yesterday when I was talking about it, and I was talking about them being like a beehive, I was referring to those who would have properly achieved their citizenship the legal way. Now, those who didn't, those who are illegal immigrants, first of all, they should get sorted out properly before we allow them to, you know, overtake us. Because I don't think that those people could just, you know, come here and take over as if it was theirs. I think that they should follow the procedures as anyone else would, because everybody knows that if you were to put that same token on another country like the U.S., they don't have random immigrants come and just take over. You have to get proper citizenship or else you're getting deported. So I think that people who don't have citizenship must get it first, the legal way. And then, you know, as a Bahamian, we could talk, you know?
Yes.
That's my view.
Yes. Let's go to the callers here now. Go ahead, callers. Guiding Radio AM.
Hey, Gracious, you just here. How you doing?
Doing well, man.
Hey, you heard how the electricity was off in PMH in the emergency room for about 20 minutes yesterday?
No, I did not hear that. I would have assumed that...
I'm surprised that you didn't bring that up today, because that's a serious thing, you know.
I didn't see it trending. Is it in the newspapers yet?
I don't know, but it was off. I know True Elizabeth Avenue is off. In the Bay Street area is off yesterday. But it was actually off in the surgical area for about almost 20 minutes.
Wow. Now, I don't know what to say, because one would assume that the PMH would have generators and backups, especially because of emergencies there, right? To have an emergency area without electricity for so long is a crisis.
Yeah, I brought it up because I was super surprised that you didn't bring it up, because, I mean, evidently you didn't hear about it.
No.
That's why you didn't bring it up, because I'm sure he's going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. I am concerned.
Second thing, right? You think that the union is going to stage a stick-out or strike?
No.
You don't think it's going to happen?
No, I don't think. I think they're posturing. They're posturing at this present time. I don't think they have... See, you have to have a vote, a strike vote. And I'm not sure if they know exactly what they will be voting on.
Okay, so you think they're pump-faking it?
Yeah.
You think they're pump-faking the government?
Yeah, I think what it is. They have the union leader needs to find subjects that he gets to be important or be in the news, and I think that's what he's doing. Nothing wrong with challenging the government, especially during this political time at this time, but I don't think that they're going to take the next step. This is all posturing.
Okay. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next call. Let me read this text. Says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. My experience tells me that if SIB is looking into a matter, it's not really being investigated, right? It's not really being investigated. Plaintiff unit, in order to be taken seriously for someone accused. What is happening is a matter of suppression and intimidation, where charges may come against the complainant. CDU, DEU stations, and other special areas investigate crime. SIB fully supports the government of the day, which area is tasked with protecting politicians. This is the second time of recent time SIB is being heralded inside the news in terms of investigation. One investigating a police officer recently. I always thought SIB does investigation of like background checks, right? People getting hired in government. So the idea that SIB is being called and say they're investigating all these things is new to me. I mean, I'm not familiar with the police force, but that is just new to me. Let's go to the call lines again. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. We're talking open line today. What's trending inside the news? Caller, you there?
Hello.
Hello, you're live.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning to gentleman who made a very fair analysis. I like that guy. You know, Mr. Nui, it sickens me, right? I mean, Naughty said something the other day, some other things. I mean, why is it that behemoths can't listen to professor talking foolishness? His narratives were all self-serving. They're always self-serving. You as a host should have asked him, where does his allegiance lie as a Haitian behemoth? So, you know, I live in the inner city. I have a lot of Haitian behemoth friends, and I don't see them any different. But what I'm saying is, when a behemoth gets in talk with unabated migration and the socio-economic follow, and then you have someone call, and he's always self-serving, right? Why is it that he doesn't embody his own community for the rhetoric that they run against behemoths? And so the guest in your studio hinted at the real fact of the problem with the numerology. Haiti has a population of 12 million people. If a man is drowning, he will cling to anything. Water flows to the weakest point. So they know that we are a weak nation, so they keep coming here unabatedly because they are already. And I said, as they become more numerous, then they will become more audacious. And who doesn't see that? That is the way it is now. As it relates to Ms. Green, I love Ms. Green. I saw something pop up on the chat group, but I didn't get a time to look at it because I'm very busy. So what I'm saying is, any citizen who believes everything that they're told by the government doesn't have a brain between their ears and is very, very naive. And it sickens me.
Caller.
You listening to me, brother? Being a good citizen is not being civically, always blindly obedient to anything the government does. You need to have opposition. That is why the United States Constitution is written in that way. And the airwaves are pretty much weak. We are a weak, pathetic nation. So what I'm saying is, nobody's afraid of anybody. But I live in the inner city. I see the audacity. I see the ability and the willing to subjugate behemoths because of the narratives on social media. You see it in the schools, maybe if we turning a blind eye. I didn't hear him lambast the guy who talked about Colombian necktie. I didn't hear him lambast about burning the flag and all the anti-shug, the tail or whatever, on social media against behemoths, but they got the pass, but they got this. That's all well and good. We love that. But what I'm saying is, when you're going to tell me that behemoths can't speak out against unabated migration, all of the foolishness that's going on in immigration, all of the evidence has surfaced all over the United States with driver's license and NIB and all these different things that they have. You got the guy with the passport and this and that. So what I'm saying is, which is it? Now, as it relates to Ms. Green, I'll say this boldly. If you have a brain between your ears, right, why is it that you believe that they say there's no evidence? That's foolishness to me, because the father of forensic told you that there's always evidence. So if the fact that you don't see any evidence, it doesn't mean there's no evidence, even in any criminal investigation. Is there so far how much you scrutinize? You need a microscope sometimes to see evidence. So I'm not, you see, I don't think some of us deserve a brain, you know, because we as demons are very weak and pathetic.
Okay. Let's go to the next call. And I appreciate you, 52. And I always like your passion, right? And I understand your point. Another news headline says that Royal Bahamas Defense Force is committed to tackling poaching. There's a number of fishing, at least the president of the Fishing Association from Long Island, saying that they have witnessed Dominicans in our waters again. They're raising the alarm, saying our officials need to investigate that. One of the concerns that concerned me was that they mentioned in the report that Bahamian women are marrying Dominicans. And those Dominicans who they marry have now gained Bahamian citizenship. And even though they are Bahamians, or technical Bahamians, paper Bahamians, Bahamian citizens, the Fishing Association is saying that they should not be fishing in our waters. That belongs to, I guess, the indigenous Bahamians. And I would like to know commentary on that. If I have a Bahamian citizen, and which is by law, the strongest thing, right? It is enacted by law that all the rights of a Bahamian, right? Being here in the Bahamas with my wife, I'm Dominican, married, Bahamian citizen, have children, and my profession is I catch fish. The boat I own what I fish on is a Bahamian registered boat that sells fish to Bahamians. Should the law prevent me from fishing? I think the last administration actually blocked that. I'm almost sure that the now leader of the opposition was a part of that helm. But if I'm wrong, you could call me and talk about that. But I'm concerned. Should a wife say, my husband got to take care of me, and if he's a fisherman and can make money, that's good. Let's go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Good afternoon, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Fine, man. You know, I'm a real Bahamian, third generation Bahamian. My children are four, my grandchildren are fifth. I hear 52. I hold it 52. And let me tell you something. The Haitians that I grew up with in the 60s and 70s, maybe part of the 80s and all, he never had no problem with them. They play softball together, they wrestle together, took a shotgun together, basketball, do everything together. They have respect. But he said, become discussion now, but we don't worry on them. Like I say all the time, the Bahamas take care of Haitians better than any nations in the world. And you're like, and that boy from Mabaco, what do you say? Oh, we ain't like our parents. See, maybe when we say we challenge why them things, civil war in, is on the air. Okay, I know some many people waiting on them. Some of us can sit back and do all kinds of fools. They ain't going to burn in our country. They got it to Haiti and kill the people and stuff. No. See, we in Monroe, the Michigan, the police, the demand is sent for us. They run illegal nation. That's what my children, or that's what my family. I can see how much police force they got to protect these people. We tired, you know.
Let me engage you. When you say we tired, what you mean by that?
My IPOs are here every day. They ain't been on our passport. Stop. Any sense of government will stop giving me citizenship right now. You get them reticent FEMA, brother. To wake. I don't even need foreign labor. My daddy and grandfather, uncles, and uncles, I'm being on the cash shop. They're going to the right. They have faces to lift.
But what people you mean by...
Absentee, yeah? And all the people who have these times, they pass this problem.
But what you mean by retired, though? I want to understand, what does that mean? I'm being sincere. And I'm trying to appreciate
it. I got it logged on my phone. Mm-hmm. Me and the godparents, in other words, this is what I'm saying. Now, you mash up, beam it up, you shuffle it up, you kill yours and run out of the country. That's all that's saying to me. See, they need to stop. See, any sense, even take it during their job. Dominican Republic during their job. Everybody, five countries in the Caribbean, stop doing all this garbage during the country. And all the other human women, the whole world, they're going to live in the foreign country with you. Foreign husband, you know. You're all the father's problem, too. Civil war, become a member. I'm trying to take my call.
My pleasure, man. There seems to be a lot of angst, a lot of frustration.
Go ahead. Louis, I have a pin. Excuse me. I have a pin that I want to stick here in what these callers are saying. My view is we look at, in terms of immigration and everything, you look at let's just take a page or even a part of it, of the Chinese book. What kind of scuffle or what kind of quarrel do you see any Chinese have with any Bahamian? You look at it. Look at how they socialize. They don't even interact with us. The only time they interact with us is if we commerce them. There's no commerce, there's no interaction. But look at how they get in here and populate our country. Just take one look at it, you know? And you see, like, the Haitian Bahamian scuffle is real. The struggle between Haitians and Bahamians is insane. But if you take a look at other immigrants, Chinese and stuff like that, there's no scuffle at all. You barely hear anyone saying that they have a problem with Chinese. Why? Because we like their food and everything that they offer us in terms of commerce and stuff like that. Good doing business with you. That's how they look at you. If you don't have anything to do in terms of business with them, they want nothing to see with you.
So let me ask you, why you think there's a scuffle, like the word you use, between Haitians and Bahamians?
I personally think that because I know, I get it that the Bahamians have a problem.
Why though?
In my view, I think it is because of Haitians, like, not getting, like, the immigrants of Haitians not getting, they're not getting, we have immigrants not getting straight, but they having children here, and they expect to get citizenship without, you know, anything, without any legal thing. But I think that the Haitians should at least get some sort of, you know, they should look into that, because something should be addressed in terms of them not getting legal citizenship.
Okay, let's go to the callers, because I see the chairman of the COI said all of them getting citizenship. That's why she get detained to ask questions. What are you talking about? But let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, see, this situation concerning migration, this isn't just confined. I mean, for me, to just be patient. Anybody who come here or who you suspect came here illegally, and you're seeing them being fast-tracked to the system, whereas they are holding our document, cannot speak English, it creates a big concern.
And let me ask you a question. Have you come across any person like that as yet, you personally?
Yes, I had a customer, you know, I gave her U.S. currency and she threw it back to me, saying, no, 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 she don't want it. I said, hold on. I said, you don't want the most powerful dollar in the planet?
I was asking if you came across anyone who with a passport who didn't speak English.
No, but I read it in the news. That would have been my answer
what,
to them.
What exactly
you know,
did you read
in the
news?
News? Where our passports were being sold. Persons were hauled before the court. That's a fact. What evidence of what Charlotte and how she can't speak. But that's a fact. Our documents have been sold in the past.
So, but you read...
It seems to this, CA, that there's a trend going on here. And I said to you, I asked who in media... It's a simple question. You know, we have some concerns. Just ABC, we have an estimate about 12 flights a week coming in from Haiti. I asked some questions, fundamental questions that you guys wouldn't even ask in the media. Have any of these persons, I mean, the U.S. complained that they don't normally return home on a regular basis after they meet their requirements. They hang around. So the question I need to ask is simple. Are these people returning home? Have any of them been given work permits? Have any of them have been given status in our country? Who came here for vacation? I understand that they're tourists, right? Mm. So if they're tourists, then Ministry of Tourism should have a record as to how many persons returning home, right? Or how many persons have been coming in on those flights from Haiti over the last several months, right? We should have a record. We know how much American tourists come in, so we should know how much Haitian tourists came in, right? These are fundamental questions. And then when you look at our system, our healthcare system, and you well, it's being overcrowded. It's a fact. We're living these things every day. We don't have no problems with no one, you know, but the things that we have concerns about, and if we don't address this issue properly, we may end up leading towards an ethnic war when it isn't necessary.
You believe it's going to be an ethnic war? There's going to be a physical confrontation in the future?
You heard the callers. You heard the experiences what they had about Haitians saying that they are not like their parents and none of these other things.
But that's a minority. That's a minority.
Something for it?
But that's a minority, though. That's one every so often. That doesn't happen all the time.
Let me raise this other point to you. You remember when the Haitian said that he is ready to...
One person.
Colombian Hulk.
One person. For whatever reason. That happens around the world.
Was he punished? The question is, was he punished?
He was detained. I remember him being arrested.
And then you see the commissioner crying. You see this one crying, the next one crying. At the end of the day, nothing happened.
But he was detained. I'm not sure what happened
but
he was detained.
If you go now, an immigrant now who has a visa, who has status in some other country, they make that statement, their citizenship would be revoked and they would have to live.
Yeah, that's something to talk about. Let's take a break right now. Thank you very much, Clever. We'll talk, continue the conversation as we go to the break.
Catch you guys after the break.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool enough.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report about what you know, and nobody got to know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you got to do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Garden Building, telephone 302-23.
Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio. I see the line being blinking. Let's see if we can get this caller, because the headline in the Guardian says, the government fires back a jobs report. I tend to get uneasy that our politicians tend to play like a political football with our statisticians. One minute they agree or support the government statisticians and get the data and statistics. And then when they disagree with it, they say, no, that's not necessarily true. It was a snapshot in time, right? We disagree with the statistics altogether. And that's problematic. That's problematic, man. Either you can support the behemoth statisticians, or you can say, man, we ain't accepting no statisticians that work. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, are you still there, caller? Come move on to the next one. Guardian Radio AM, are you still there? If you're talking to me.
Yes, sir. The other day, the director of the passport office, he made allegations saying that he only could give an account for himself. He can't give an account for nobody else in his department. If I was the prime minister or anybody in charge of him, he would have been fired immediately. You hear what he say? He only could give an account for himself. So that means to tell me he don't have no control over the whole department of the passport department. Something is clearly wrong with that. I would have personally fired him, sir. I think the way this country is going right now is unbelievable and the worst situation that I have ever been. If Mr. Penland and Mr. Marlo Butler come back to this day and see the way this country is being run by the FNM and PLP, they will hold their head in shame.
You believe the country is being run that badly?
Say it again?
Do you believe the country is being run that badly?
Oh, man. And it has to start with the leader. The leader, the prime minister have the ultimate say. The MPs don't have no say in it. Because
give me some examples of what is the government is doing wrong so we can hear it.
Immigration. running the police force. The hospital been closed down for like almost 6-7 years. The civil servants, you go in any government department, you can't get no good service. You go in national insurance, no good service. It all stems with leadership. If I was working in a private private entity, and I have that type of bad service, they would have fired me.
Let me ask you this. Has the bad service been something brand new, like happened in the last 4 or 5 years?
No, that's why I say it's an FNM and PLP problem. They don't want to deal with leadership. If they find someone doing corruption, they move them and put them in a different position or move them someplace else. Look at all these bad former MPs and different politicians. And like, all right, for instance, the commissioner of police. The former commissioner of police. You get caught up in corruption and all kind of foolishness.
What former commissioner get caught up in corruption?
What? Not corruption or whatever. He gets fired. Whatever situation he was
in. We never had a commissioner get fired.
He's going to be, what you call it, when you send them an ambassador to this country. They is just make these people them. They give them reward for doing bad things.
But we never had no commissioner accused of anything, though.
Say it again?
We never had any commissioner accused of anything.
Well, he get fired. That's why he was...
We ain't had no commissioner fired. We had a commissioner resign, but we never had no commissioner get fired.
So you know that and I know that.
No, man, I don't know that.
Well, you know the corruption was with the police force. Well, any which way, sir. All stems with leadership. The leadership in this whole country is bad. They don't fire nobody. They don't believe in just, listen, you're wrong, you're wrong. And they don't, if somebody do something in their department, they move them and put them in a good position. Mm. Instead of firing them and shaming them and look here, boss, I ain't a part of your foolishness, so you have to go over there and do it in. They look out for their people. FNM and PLP. If PLP lose right now, they can put their friend in a good position. If FNM come in, they're doing the same thing over and over. We leadership in this country, and we ain't getting it from FNM and PLP.
Thank you very much, caller.
I don't have no party right now. Ain't nobody's my party. But I'm calling you as a independent thinker.
I understand. And I appreciate you, caller. Thanks again, caller. I appreciate you, caller. There are a number of behemoths who are vexed or concerned or, you know, scared. And I don't think our government is addressing behemoths' concern, their fears. There's a lot of anxiety happening there. And if you leave anxiety unchallenged, it grows into a monster. And that's where I'm very much concerned, right? That behemoths are speaking out. They're telling their leaders what they're concerned about. And it doesn't seem as if our leaders are listening. Let's go to the next caller here. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Nuri. How are you today?
I'm doing well, man.
A lot of persons calling the show, they don't understand the problem we are really having. We are having a systematic problem, not a ministerial problem. For instance, the gentleman said that now Mr. Mitchell should have been fired. Mr. Mitchell doesn't run foreign affairs. He's the legislator for foreign affairs, okay? The permanent secretary runs those ministries. And I think if the owner should be on the talk show houses and the media to express and let the Bahamian people know who runs these different ministries, because a lot of Bahamian people are being misled and they're figure of speech. You understand what I'm saying, sir?
Yeah, man.
And at the end of the day, from one minister to the next minister, but yet we're speaking about putting a new party in government to go with the same old colonialistic antiquated system. So what changes?
Let me ask you a question. Have any Caribbean country reinvented themselves in terms of creating brand new systems?
Well, not much that I could think of. I know Turks and Caicos used to be under the Bahamas, but they went back under England.
Turks and Caicos used to be attached to Bermuda and Jamaica also.
They went back to the original system of the Westminster, which is they're guided by England, okay? But we as Bahamians, we can formulate a plan and come together and create our own system of justice.
Do you have any historic example of that?
Of us doing it?
Yeah.
Not thus far, but I think it's in the making.
We have any leaders, political leaders, mm-hmm. who are pushing that to say, well, we are creating a new, brand new system.
Listen, if you see a leader like Mr. Davis is on the world stage talking about climate change, right? the president is actually bashing climate change at this time, right? But Mr. Davis still is not backing down. I call that a charisma leader who is at least trying to push this forward, because we are, as being a country, are in trouble another 20 years down the road, okay? So we are really fighting for our survival. And like I say, a leader like Mr. Davis, who listens to what the people got to say, he's going to act on the best interests of the Bahamian people and our country.
I see you politicking hard. I appreciate you, Carter. Appreciate you, Carter.
Wow.
It's the end of the show. It's now 12 o'clock,
yes,
right?
It is.
We'll continue all of these conversations. And then next week, we have a number of guests coming in. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, LeBron.
No problem.
Yeah. I hope to see you again soon.
Yes, sir.
Have a nice day.
Yeah. See you later.
Well, I'm Darren Bimini. The people are so friendly. Well, I'm Darren Chucky. The people treat you nice and sweet.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.